This is Ozarks at Large. Two COVID-19 vaccines are being administered across Arkansas, and both are mRNA or messenger RNA vaccines. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has this report about the technology, which has been approved for use in a vaccine for the first time.
The goal of vaccines is to help people develop immunity in a disease by imitating an infection. Vaccines often contain a live, weakened version of a virus or bacteria, or even a deactivated one. The mRNA vaccines are different because they do not contain a live virus and do not carry the risk of causing disease in the vaccinated person. Dr. Jennifer Dillahay is the state epidemiologist and medical director for immunizations and outbreak response at the Arkansas Department of Health, and she says it's quite beneficial to be able to make a vaccine without using a live virus.
Because you have to have a very high-level biocontainment facility to make the vaccine if you're using a live virus, which none of the current vaccines under development use a live virus, which makes it so much easier to make and manufacture.
While mRNA technology has been used for decades in other areas like cancer treatment, this is the first time vaccines made with mRNA have been approved for use. Dillahay says to understand how the new vaccine works, you first have to understand how viruses work.
The virus that causes COVID-19 has a spike protein on its surface. It uses that spike protein to attach to human cells and enter the cells. And when it enters the cell, it dumps its genetic material into the cell, and the cell begins to make the proteins, including the spike protein, but there are other proteins in the virus. It makes all those proteins for the virus to replicate itself using the code in the genetic material that the virus has given it.
The way the mRNA functions is it mimics some of what the virus does. When you get the injection in your shoulder, those muscle cells take up just the mRNA for the spike protein.
There's no other genetic material that would be able to be used to replicate the virus. It just makes that one protein.
The immune system then recognizes that protein and develops blocking antibodies. These small proteins can then attach to the spike protein in the COVID-19 virus and block it from entering human cells where the virus can replicate.
So those antibodies will be there in advance of a person seeing the real virus that causes COVID-19. So those antibodies are ready to go. This, in a sense, gives the immune system a running head start in fighting COVID-19 because it doesn't have to go through those steps to learn to recognize the spike protein on the virus. It's already done that. It's ready to go and can block the virus immediately.
The mRNA that's injected into a person doesn't stick around. It deteriorates and is gone within a short period of time. Dillahay says the spike protein goes away as well, but the immune system remembers it has seen the protein, so if it sees it again, it already knows how to recognize it. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the mRNA from the vaccine never enters the nucleus of the cell and does not affect or interact with a person's DNA.
And people should know that this mRNA cannot alter a person's DNA. That just doesn't happen. That if you know cell biology, you know that that just can't happen. It just doesn't work that way. But some people fear that. And if you don't know that, you know how cells work, that sounds plausible, but it's really kind of it just doesn't happen.
One of the reasons this vaccine was developed so quickly, Dillahay says, is because a lot of research had already been done on similar viruses like severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, as well as Middle East respiratory syndrome, also known as MERS.
We had all this work done, so we knew what the target should be for the vaccine, and all we needed was the genetic code to have a realistic vaccine candidate. So with this kind of technology and the experience we're getting from it, I would not be at all surprised if we used it for other areas.
While this technology could be applied to other vaccines, Dillahay says there's still room for improvement, particularly in terms of the vaccine storage requirements. The Pfizer vaccine, for example, needs to be stored at negative 70 degrees Celsius, and many facilities don't have the freezers necessary to maintain such a cold temperature.
mRNA is very fragile, and so you do have to freeze them to keep them stable. But The Moderna vaccine is a little bit more flexible. It was developed so that it could be stored at minus 20 degrees, which is the same temperatures we use to store other frozen vaccines like the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, or the varicella vaccine. So a lot of places have those freezers. It's more of our part of our immunization infrastructure. So there's some work to be done about what is the optimal way to store these vaccines and to make them flexible in terms of where they're deployed.
Despite the challenge of proper storage, DeLahaye says an advantage to this technology and one reason why the COVID-19 vaccine was developed using mRNA technology instead of traditional vaccine technology is because it can be produced quickly.
All you have to do is have the genetic code. So for these vaccines, when the genetic code was published by the Chinese for this new or this novel coronavirus, they had a vaccine candidate ready to go the next day. All they needed was the genetic code.
What did take time was conducting proper trials to test the vaccine's efficacy. According to the CDC, like all vaccines, the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines were tested rigorously for safety before being authorized for use in the United States. DeLahaye says she encourages people to make an informed decision about whether or not they want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. When seeking out information about the mRNA vaccines, she recommends reading research from reliable sources like the CDC and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Learn about them. And if you have questions, then learn more about how cells work and how viruses invade cells and hijack their machinery to make to replicate themselves. All of this is really fascinating information. It's fun to learn. And, you know, this is really a cool thing. We have a very safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19. This is absolutely wonderful news.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both require two doses, and DeLahaye says it takes a couple of weeks after that second dose before people will develop their optimal immunity to COVID-19. Studies have shown the vaccines are 94 to 95% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID infection. More information about the vaccine and its rollout is available at the Arkansas Department of Health's website, healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.